to hear me and maybe, you know, somebody could maybe give me advice on something. But I'm going through some things that really made me very highly upset. And you would think that, and I'm not trying to bash my mother, and I don't want y'all to be mad at her or hate her, because I really don't. I'm just upset of how she let things happen when I was a child. No, it's not about me getting molested or anything like that. No, it's not. Because she would never let that happen. But far as with dealing with the court system and letting them railroad us like the way they do, it's fucking wrong. As you can see, the court system and the government ain't shit. They can do what the fuck they want to do and think that we as the people should tolerate their bullshit. And no, we're not. The government has failed us. The court system has failed us. Even down to these sorry ass lawyers and these dumb ass police officers. They all failed us. And I think that we all as a people need to get together and take a stand, because it's time for a change. We have been letting the same shit go on and on and on and on and on and on for years. And this is not right. Here it is, we're about to go into the new year, and now they just starting to say that they're going to send another stimulus check out. It's people that's living in their hotels. It's people that's living out here in the street. It's people out here that need to take care of their kids. It's people out here that need to feed their children and their family. And they can't do it because they playing around. Like, they just think our life is a fucking circus. No, excuse me, that's the wrong saying. They think our life is a fucking joke. And the way they running shit is like a fucking circus. They bribe you in with this. Oh, if you vote for me, I'm gonna make everything better. If you let me take a charge this and the third, this gonna be like this. They make these dumbass promises, and then once you accept their promises and you let them in, they trick you. Just like a wolf in sheep clothing. The wolf gonna put on the sheep clothing and act like it's so nice, let you pat him, let you touch him. And as soon as you let that wolf in your house, he will eat your ass up. This is what I'm saying. I am so sick of being fucked over by the court and the government, and it doesn't make sense. I'm sick of it. I've been through a whole lot of shit in my life to be 28 years old. And not one time did I ever do anything to these fucking people. These people allow people to pick on me when I was a child. They let people do a lot of nasty stuff to me. And I thought that my mother would be more stronger. And I think what they did was they sweet-talking her into signing the paper. Basically, you signed my life over to the fucking devil. And now I can't have full access of what I need to furnish my home and to have a car, because you want to sign my life over to these fucking devils. So now, the only thing that I have that's going to keep me together is God. Because my mama failed me as a mother. You never supposed to sign nothing over to no people that got something to do with your fucking child. And it's fucked up. Because what they did was they sweet talked to her and think everything will be fine. And then this bitch got involved, Roslyn Vergara. I want to kick this bitch ass. I want to kick her motherfucking ass. This bitch blocked me from goddamn getting furniture in my house. I'm just now getting to bed. I was in a car accident. I have metal plates in my leg. This bitch blocked me from using my own money, so I can't get personal hygiene. I can't have no... What the fuck is $100? $100 ain't shit. I need cleaning supplies. I need food. I need other things. And you think, and I didn't even have a good Christmas. The bitch wouldn't even let me have Christmas. I'm trying to figure out how people think they supposed to have a good life after you done fuck other people's lives over. I don't understand. For this bitch to be like the way she is, this bitch can't... Man, this bitch I'm telling you, I'm getting this bitch removed. Because if I could box my way out this, like physically beat her the fuck up, like box her ass in a boxing ring, that bitch will lose. She'll lose. With one hit, that bitch will drop. I'll just hit her one time, that bitch gonna fall on her fat ass. Bitch just said a lot of disrespectful shit out her mouth. She ended up in the saying about me as a child and as a woman and about my dad and my mom. Every time when I confront my mom about the mistake she done did, she wanna blame my dad for shit. My dad wasn't even around at the time, so why is you lying on him? I can see if he was around and had some input on it and had something to do with this too, then I'd be mad at him too, but it ain't no reason for me to be mad at him when it was your ass. Signing the goddamn papers, giving it to the white man. Thinking you doing something right, and the whole time you doing the most dumbest shit that you ever did in your life. And no, I can never, ever, ever forgive you for that. I know God said forgive, but that's something that I can't, it's gonna take a while for me to process and maybe to forgive her. But right now, I'm just pissed off at the fact that you let these people destroy my life and they fucked my money up. I can't even buy a house right now. I still got money, but they waiting for my money to run out. So I don't have shit. These motherfucking people. I'm trying so hard, y'all. And not only is I'm going through that, but the fact that I had to go out here and get my money in the street just to survive. People want to talk about me dancing for money. I had to do what the fuck I had to do just to survive and make some type of money, because nobody won't do nothing for me, and I didn't want to keep calling my daddy and asking my daddy for nothing when he had diabetes. These people made sure I didn't even have access to them. They weren't even trying to give it to me. And then they gonna last that I spent $60,000. These people fucking money. I just need a lawyer. They ain't invested my money in something that fucked my money up. I need a lawyer. I need a lawyer that's gonna represent me and help me get my money out of these crooks' hands. Because before I let them finish fucking my money up, I'll go to jail. I ain't even lying to y'all. I'll go to jail. Now fuck that. They gotta catch me first. I ain't worried about them people. Them people are some fucking crooks. These people are some fucking crooks. They are crooks. They fucking crooks. And the reason why I say they crooks is because these people get these positions and they make money off of fucking people's lives. They get a kick out of destroying people's homes and they families, people out here killing their whole family because they can't afford to take care of their family. And it's sad. It's sad. But what I'm not gonna do, I'm not gonna bring in my 2021 year like this. I just wanted to vent to y'all because I was so pissed off and I'm just so mad. And I just gotta be way stronger than what my mama was. My mom was strong, but she wasn't strong enough to tell them people I'm not doing none of this stuff that's gonna cause my daughter to be miserable when she get older. No. Nobody nobody never reached out to me and tried to help me as they should as a child. So ain't no need for y'all to try to dictate my motherfucking spending as a grown woman. I'm sick of these people. Anyway, hopefully, guys, we'll be getting a stimulus check soon. I really don't know when, but hopefully soon, because a lot of us need that money to take care of some things and they, you know, their personal affairs and their family and all that. Excuse me. And it's like, these people just don't give a shit about these people. I thank God that I still have a job. I really do. I'm not going to say I'm fucked up, because I'm not. I still have a job. I still have my house, and my rent is paid, and my bills are paid. I thank God for that. I'm just mad at the fact that these people think they can just fuck me over, and they're not going to fuck me over, because I'm not going to let them anymore. But, yeah, guys, it's time for a change, and it's time for all of us to release all the pain and let that hurt go, because holding on to hurt and pain is going to cause your future to be worse than what it already is now in the present. So we're going to let this hurt go together. And even though I'm not perfect, so don't try to ever come at me and say nothing to me about me cussing and then I believe in God, because there's a lot of preachers that be preaching in their sermons and still be cheating on their wives. Don't come for me. God, I just pray that you give us all nothing but strength and peace in these hard times that the devil has tried to throw on us, God. You know how we feel and what we need. And I ask you, God, just to please give us more strength to be peaceful and patient with you, God. No, we're not rushing you, and no, we're not unpleased with your works right now, Lord. We're thankful for what you have done for us, God. And I know that we will all be in better peace, and we will have some ease and some happiness in our life in 2021. And I pray, and to all my listeners out there that's listening, Lord, I just pray that you cover each and every last one of them, no matter if they're from the United States or they're from overseas, Lord. I pray that you give their family and their children the stability and comfort that they need, Lord, right now in these hard times. These people have failed us, Lord, but you didn't, because you're still with us, Lord, God. And then I just want to tell you thank you. And we're letting that hurt and pain go, and I ask you just to cover my mom and cleanse her back and make her more strong than what she is right now, Lord, and let her understand that it's okay that you make mistakes, but you can't keep making the same mistakes over and over again, Lord. And I just pray that you take this situation and you ball it up and you make it into a better situation. In Jesus' name, amen. And I love you guys. And it's like, you know, It's just real, real sickening that a lot of people had to suffer and lose their lives because of the lack of these people that call themselves government workers, lawyers, politicians, the judges. These people are so trifling. Like, these people, they all failed us. And then this the whole thing that make me mad about them people. They forget that they are the same thing that we are, and that's human. They think because they got their high-ranking jobs that, just how fast y'all got that job, y'all can lose that job with the quickness. And that's what's wrong with these people. These people are just so trifling. Like, they just think that. I'm just so sick of these damn people. I am. And it's like, the only thing you get is God for real. Because if you ain't got God, you ain't got nothing. And that's just facts. Just to stay strong, because there's a lot of stuff going on, and I lost a friend. She was really, 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 really cool. She died in a car accident. I really don't know. They said she died in a car accident, but I really didn't want to know how she died, because it's so sad that she's no longer with us, and she was so young, and she was so full of life. And it's like, to hear bad news like that, it just really, like, just turned me all up. Because I'm like, it'll always be the good people. It'll always be the good people. And it's just sad. And I just also pray that y'all give her, send y'all condolences. And I just pray that, anyway, God, I just pray that you just cover her family and watch over her family too. That's so sad. Oh, you was a tramp. This is so disgusting. Like, these people just, this whole world is sick. Well, anyway, y'all, I know I just got quiet. I'm on here looking at my phone and seeing this dumb stuff. Oh, Lord. Oh. It's the little piggy thinking it's a pit bull for me. So, yes, they said that we are supposed to get a stimulus check. I don't know. But let's just see if Mitch McConnell actually do what he's supposed to do. Because if he don't, we can beat his ass up. Period. Rich parents, no assistance, no handouts, no favors, no excuses. Straight hunger, straight ambition, straight hustle. That's how I am. But, yeah, y'all, we stepping in this 2021 with a new attitude. Everybody gonna be financially blessed and not stressed. The rest of them, but we about to do some new things around here. Yeah, we about to do some new shit out here. Like, we not gonna be doing the same stuff that we were doing before. We letting that shit go. All that hurt, we letting it go. How, Patti Bell said, a new attitude. That's right. A new fucking attitude, y'all. That's how we stepping. We some big steppers. But, y'all know that I love y'all, and you know, I just really thank y'all for listening to me and being a, you know, always listening to my segments and stuff like that, even though it don't be all that long. But I just thank y'all for that. Story time. So this story is about what been going on for the last couple of days. Okay, so remind you guys, I am currently basically I'm married, but I'm separated from somebody. Let me tell you something. I got married to someone and things did not turn out like how I thought it would be once you get married. So right now I'm separated from this person, and I'm currently working on trying to convince them to go ahead and let's just get a divorce, because things are just not working right for me with this person. And I really think that the only reason why this person actually wanted to marry me is because of money, beneficial reasons. So I'm not going to be with no one that's going to be with me for beneficial reasons. So, no. Anyway, so this person, you know, didn't care about my whereabouts, didn't care about how I was doing, was I'm eating, did I have money for food, anything like that, but took it upon themselves to actually try to reach out to me when I guess they thinking that it's going to be some money involved, and now they want to try to like be on my good side, and I'm just trying to figure out like, why are y'all trying to like, Christmas, doing when I need my bills paid, this, that, and the third, other stuff. People really weren't trying to give me the time of the day. So now, they're hearing things about me doing good, and, you know, things, I guess they figured out things is about to come on my favor. Now they want to come reach out and be around. Ain't no need for you to be around. Tripping out of the bullshit, right? So I'm like, okay. So this is what we doing. We actually trying to, like, scam our spouse. So I'm just sitting there just not paying them not one freaking mind. Because I already know what this is about, and I know what are, I already know what their moves are and what they're trying to do. So by I know what they're trying to do, I'm not really trying to feed into the negative BS, because I know it's BS. So they start going on and on, saying how they so proud of me and how they wanted me to accomplish my dreams and goals and all this other yap, yap, yap. So I'm just reading on, but I'm not responding to them because I'm not trying to fall into no trap. And the reason why I said I'm not falling into no trap, because that's definitely what it is. You're not going to sit there and just all of a sudden just try to reach out to me and be nice to me for no reason. And I say this because of beneficial reasons. Now, the reason why I say this is because homeless 2 years ago, I really didn't have no one to help me. I had to basically do everything on my own. I had to figure everything out on my own, and it was very, 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 very hard on me, because it's like when you get married, you think that, you know, your spouse protector, you know, your you know, everything. So I'm just sitting back thinking to myself, like, dang, this is really what marriage is. This man has took me through a lot of things. And I'm telling you, when I say a lot of things, I'm talking about, like, just a lot of things that you wouldn't expect a man to do to his wife. And it's so sickening, because even though he did stuff to me, he will always turn around and get around his loved ones and play victim. And made it look like something was wrong with me. And I got tired of that shit. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be looking like the bad guy when you the one that's doing the crazy shit. And eventually, I just held in so much pain and mental and verbal and physical abuse to the point where I actually snapped. And if it gets to the point where I had to put my hands on you, I don't need to be with you. You know, I don't need to be with nobody that's gonna make me, you know what I'm saying, put my hands on them, or I'm gonna have to shoot you or stab you, anything like that. Like, I'm not with that shit. So it's like, for me to actually go through that, I don't think so. Like, and even my parents were witnesses, to actually witness the stuff that I've been through with this man that I'm married to. So it's like now he's just trying to like be nice. And okay, ain't no need for you to be nice because being with you is not going to happen. Like me actually like trying to make things work is not going to happen. Because he pulled this stunt before, 2 years ago, around the same time, you know, he tried to act like everything was all cool and how he was going to work on us. And then we end up getting married because our anniversary is coming up. So it's like, I'm not trying to like deal with you like that. And we got married in 2019. So this make it 3 years. No, actually make it 2 years. I've been married to this man. I've been married to this man for 2 years, and he still would not let me get a divorce, but I'm gonna get one anyway because it's like I'm not gonna keep staying with this person. I don't wanna be married to this person because this person is actually holding me from actually being free. And I'm just not willing to take any more abuse. Very sickening, it's very disgusting, and then it's like you want to use God as a shield or whatever you want to use to try to cover yourself and protect yourself. And then he's talking about, I finally realized that, I'm gonna read it to you guys. I'm just sitting there saying, like, this is just some made up bull crap. He's just trying to get in good with me. He said, always and every day in my prayers, my little queen, I just finished prayers. I just felt to tell you I'm sorry for not being the man I became today. Then words can't fix the past, but God knows my heart now. Can't fix now. In the future, I want you to be great and fulfill your goals and dreams. It should have been about us both. I see where I mature now. Keep a smile on your face and know now the world doesn't revolve around me. It revolves around us. Love you tomorrow, always and forever. And if you wanted to see my face as I do, I will come to you if that makes you comfortable. I wouldn't want you on no bus. Not be your accident. I have two cars up here. You should try your license now because they will pass. Okay, first off, I don't really, really believe what he's saying because, now I believe the COVID and the driving license part, but the part when he's saying that, I'll come up there to see you, all that is a lie. He's just trying to, like, sweet talk his way into, like, being around me so he can find out shit. Tell y'all something. This man went above and beyond to actually cause me nothing but straight pain and setbacks. I was getting paid to take care of him because I signed to be his caregiver, and it ended up getting worse because the situation that happened was he wanted me to actually do the caregiving thing. But split money with him. And I could have got in trouble for that because I'm not supposed to do that. So he threatened me and said this and said that. And he ended up getting away with what he did. But, you know, I was so mad. It was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to, like, tell them, like, what was going on. But I tried. But basically, I did told him, and they still didn't listen to me. They still believe what he said. And he threw it in my face. He was like, that's why they don't believe me anyway before they believe you. So I said, you know what, I'm going to let him have that shit. And I let him have it, you know, and then, you know, and I end up getting blessed with a job. Then later on, I end up getting blessed with a house, you know. So it's like now, he sees that no matter how much the devil used him or how much the devil tried to attack me, God always found a way to be like, nah, I'm going to let her go through this. But at the end, I got her back. So y'all can do what y'all want to do. I still got her back. And when people actually what he has did for me so far. So now they're trying to be in the picture. And I'm not going to allow them to be in the picture anymore. I'm not going to allow nobody to take advantage anymore. This is the year I be 29 this year. I'm not going through the same stuff that I've been through when I was younger, because it really broke me down mentally. And I can't just sit there and consume a lot of negativity anymore. I can't do it. If it's not going to be positive, I'm not going to consume no negativity. And, you know, it's just been a great journey for me so far since the ball have dropped. I haven't received nothing but just straight blessings. I do have people that still trying to, he ain't the only one that's trying to reach out to me that been a negative past. I'm just not trying to, like, mess up my plans, because I got plans and I got stuff that I want to do and things that I'm about to receive. I'm not going to let them stop that from happening. So I'm just avoiding the drama. I'm not responding to nothing he says. So it's like, I'm not really with the bullshit anymore. So I just really realized that this situation was unhealthy and I'm not dealing with it. Anyway, how many of y'all have received y'all stimulus? I finally got my stimulus. I really think that $600 is not enough for the U.S. citizens that has mortgages, bills, family, other stuff that they need to pay and take care of. Like, it's not enough. We need more than $600. I heard that they were supposed to be sending us $2,000. Then I also heard someone tell me, basically somebody else told me that they're going to raise it up to $4,000 instead of $2,000. So I really don't know what they're going to do. But as long as it's more than $600, I'll be gladly to receive that. Please, thank you. And the stuff that happened at the Capitol, I really feel like that they should have had more mass security than what they had. I really feel like that was just very barbaric. And I am also with the people that are really against the chaos that happened on the Capitol, because that was just so barbaric. Like, I don't know what the hell, what was the meaning of that? Because if we would have did that, we would have got shot. We would have got lynched and every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just like they said, it's just fucking privilege. I don't understand that shit. We all get musty. We all bleed. We all pass gas. We all poop and pee the same way. So why do people have service? Why people have privileges and other people don't? Like, it's not fair. So whatever. That's what he wanted. And that's what he had called. So now they all going to repay for what they did. And I think that's another reason why people are getting the delayed stimulus checks, because of that bullshit that happened. So, excuse me. If you have received a stimulus check, just feel free to leave me a message or comment or whatever. However you can respond back to me. So, about 2021, I really just going with the flow. I'm not really making no plans, but hopefully things won't get too crazy, but we can actually, like, enjoy some of the festivities this year, because last year we could not enjoy no festivities at all. I just hope that they just actually get this COVID situation under control, because this is really getting out of hand. It reminds me of the Resident Evil movie and Z Nation and The Walking of the Dead. Like, this is some crazy ass shit. My heart and my prayers and my condolences go out to the family that lost their loved one because of this COVID. I also heard that California is actually going through hell right now with their COVID situation. People are actually sleeping outside in tents, and it's getting out of control. So it's like, scary. So I know there's a lot of YouTubers out there anyway, so I just feel very bad for them. I just really have been vlogging like that, but I took some time out to actually get myself together to vlog. Yes, I did go grocery shopping. Yes, I always stay protected because I always keep my mask on, so try to prevent from catching COVID. Yeah, y'all, it's real out here. We're supposed to be getting some snow. I really don't know it for sure, but we're supposed to be getting snow, and they was talking about like 4 feet of snow. So I already have everything I need as far as like food, beverage wise, so I don't have to worry about none of that. But yeah, guys, I just really wanted to drop that to y'all because it's just really been bothering me, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna bring that old habit into this new year. And I have a habit of forgiving people that always do me dirty every time when I allow them back in my circle, and I'm not gonna do that anymore because it caused me to get off track of what I'm doing. So now they see that things are going good, things are rolling and rocking, and they want to come along. Like, no, it's not going to work like that. No, it's not. It's not going to work like that. Like, I'm not dealing with the bull at all. So I'm just really not trying to deal with that. And also, if you guys are looking forward to getting that PlayStation 5 or the new Xbox, I advise you guys to do your research and see when the next big restock is coming. I found out that they're going to restock the PlayStation 5 January the 29th of this year. So if you're looking forward to get that PlayStation 5, if I was you, I would go ahead and prepare my money and save up, mark your calendars, because you can actually have that in your possession. Gemini Grimes.